This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan students have really been through the ringer this year. Online classes, canceled events, isolation from their friends and school support. It appears likely that by this fall, school will be back to looking something closer to normal. So how should we help students adjust after everything that they've been through in the past year? A state advisory council has just released a report outlining recommendations on how to do that. With us today is Kevin Paulston, chair of the Student Recovery Advisory Council. He's also the outgoing superintendent at Godfrey Lee Schools just outside of Grand Rapids. And he's taking a new job. He's the incoming superintendent of Kentwood Public Schools. Kevin Paulston, welcome to Stateside.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start out by talking a little bit about what the past year has been like for students in your district. Can you give us the thumbnail sketch?
Well, I've been really pleased at the efforts of our students and staff. We've had an in-person option since the first day of school for our families that chose it. We've had a virtual option for those that wanted it as well. And just due to the close proximity to COVID that this community's had, 50% of our families chose virtual, but for those 50% that chose in person for our elementary, they've been in person since day one without, you know, any pauses for the whole building. We've certainly dealt with quarantines and all the other mitigation strategies necessary. But I've been incredibly proud of the efforts, incredibly proud of our staff as well for, you know, really making this opportunity happen for our kids. Without question, the in-person opportunity is better for those that want it. And we have a lot of data that supports that. So dealing with all the masks and distancing and sanitization, hand washing, all that has been a challenge, but we've managed and I'm really pleased with where we're at.
Kevin, I know that you have experience in a district with a high percentage of English language learners. Could you talk about what kind of support those families will need as their kids return to the classroom and maybe what unique challenges they were facing when it came to the pandemic year?
One of the things that we found is we have to get closer to our families. And remote learning certainly highlighted that need for us to make sure that we're not asking our families to wrap around school, that school is wrapping around our families. So we've hired some positions technology help desk for our families that has a bilingual operator to help support our families. We've hired virtual success coaches that will support our families with virtual learning. We see some of those positions, you know, evolving to supporting English learners, but more so supporting families of English learners in ways that they can understand and support their children.
One of the big emphases within the plan is trying to address some of the mental health challenges that the kids have been dealing with. What does that look like?
Well, we are in the relationships business, and so we want to make sure that we start with the wellness of our children when we return. That's their mental health, social-emotional health, as well as their physical health. And so you'll see things, you know, like conduct a screener when kids come back just to see where they're at with their wellness, in particular their mental wellness, because we know kids can't learn until they feel socially, emotionally safe and their mental health needs are being tended to. We don't want to just jump right back in to the academics and try to fit everything back in to the existing time frame. We need to prioritize, we need to focus, but the first thing we need to do is make sure that our kids are feeling comfortable, safe, and again, we need to look at it from a whole child approach.
Another point of focus in the report is the mental health of school staffers, including the issue of burnout. I don't know if anyone has had a chance to overhear a teacher leading a hybrid classroom with some kids in person and at the same time other kids attending via Zoom, but it is intense. And that's to say nothing of the challenges that teachers have been going through in an all-online environment when that was necessary. How can districts give their staff support?
Well, without question, our teachers have been essential workers and have been just critical to the well-being of our students and in keeping things moving throughout the pandemic. We've partnered in the blueprint. You'll see partnerships from districts such as Wyoming Public Schools that has a partnership with Pine Rest Mental Health Services, so that any one of their staff can get the support they need, or partnering with Mesa, which is a healthcare provider that many districts utilize. They have a whole wellness support system and districts that can serve as exemplars for that. We know that in order for our kids to learn at high levels, our teachers have to be, you know, feeling the same way we just describe our students. They got to be feeling, you know, whole as well. And so districts need to acknowledge that while there may be some new strategies that we're going to incorporate this fall that require professional learning and that require time, we have to understand that our teachers have also been enduring this pandemic professionally, but also personally. It's touched lives in very different ways. And so it's vital that we provide supports necessary for our staff, that when they come back in the fall, that they're ready to greet their students and get going. And that means they have to have support resources as well.
Kevin Polston is chair of Michigan's Student Recovery Advisory Council. He is also the incoming super at Kentwood Public Schools. Kevin, thank you for your time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.